So where are you at?
Right now we are en route to New Orleans. So they have they moved the route from Galveston to New Orleans, and we're going to dock there around 1 o'clock tomorrow, and they're going to refuel the boat and restock with fresh water and all that kind of good stuff. And then we're going to head to Galveston kind of behind the storm and kind of wait it out, go slowly, and stay a safe distance away. And then once it's all clear around the port, then that's when we'll dock.
When did you all depart?
Monday.
And how much of the original itinerary of the cruise were you able to take advantage of?
All of it right now. We got to stop off everywhere, experienced a little bit of rain, but other than that, been able to enjoy all the facilities and amenities and stopped in Cozumel and Progreso yesterday and got to get off at both places and enjoy the water and the sunshine. So far, it's been a great trip, and the weather really hadn't put a damper on much, except for, you know, getting back on time.
And when were you all first notified of the change in itinerary?
Yesterday. Well, they didn't say necessarily what the change was. They said, you know, Galveston had been closed. I know that was announced yesterday. And then today, I guess, technically, is when we were notified that we were going to be veering off and going to New Orleans instead. So today was really when everything kind of changed, and they opened up the phone lines here on the boat for folks to call. Unfortunately, there's so much use of it right now that it's hard to get a call out edgewise, but I've got like an internet plan that you can use for Facebook and Twitter and things like that. It's like $25 a week, and so I'm able to text other people who use iPhones. I know you use an iPhone, and my parents thankfully use iPhones, so I've been keeping them abreast of the situation, and so. But as far as us, you know, the captain has come on multiple times and guaranteed, look, we're not gonna put ourselves in jeopardy whatsoever. We're gonna stay a safe distance away from the storm. The only thing I'm really worried about is my truck that I've got parked in Galveston. So hopefully it's still there when we get back. Got insurance on it, so that's the one big worry.
Are you so far back of the hurricane that you can't tell any cloud formations or anything like that?
It's a little overcast right now, but there's kind of some blue mixed in there, so it's not storming where we are. You can tell by the water, though. The water is quite a bit choppier than it has been the entire cruise. I mean, it's not to the point where the boat, you know, you're afraid the boat might capsize, but you can definitely feel that the water is choppy. And we have a window in our room that I'm looking out right now, and so the waves are much higher than they have been. But, I mean, ultimately the weather is not bad. This is actually some of the best weather we've had since we've been on the boat, and it's not raining right now. So everybody's kind of enjoying it out on the deck and relaxing a little bit.
What's been the attitude among those that you've been in contact with as far as fellow passengers?
You know, a little bit of frustration on their part, and that, you know, they want to get back home, obviously, and trying to get in touch with their bosses has been the big thing. You know, telling work, hey, you know, right now we're kind of in limbo. We don't know necessarily exactly what's going to happen. So luckily, I've got a line with you guys, and I'm sure you'll be able to relay everything to Mr. Downs. But yeah, I think that's been really the most frustrating part. And then some people are hoping that it does take a couple of days, because then maybe the bar will open up for free, and they can take part in a little bit more. I mean, you are on a cruise ship, so that's the really nice part about it, is that it's not like you're stuck in some awful place. You can actually enjoy some of the things a little bit longer than was expected. But, a little bit of both, you know, frustration as well as kind of worried. I think a lot of folks around the Corpus Christi area, I know that's where it's going to hit pretty hard, so I think those folks from around there are a little bit worried as far as their homes and things. But for the most part, the attitude, at least from the people that I've met, has been pretty good.
And tell me again, there's been no announcement of when you'll be going into Galveston. It's just going to be when it's safe to do so?
Yeah, there has not been a definitive announcement yet. We do know that we're going to be docking in New Orleans tomorrow afternoon around 1. And then I think from there on, it's a waiting game. So just seeing when the storm finally does move out. I know that the forecast has it kind of circling around on the coast and staying put for a little while. That's really the ultimate danger with all the rain that's going to be coming down with it, and the flooding that's going to incur. So whenever Galveston is safe to port, and then from there on out, you got to worry too about the flooding. Just what the transportation might be like with me coming back to College Station. I'm not quite for sure how that's going to be, having to travel through Houston and things. But, no definitive timetable right now. It's going to be a waiting game once we get to New Orleans.
Before I let you go, any other messages you need to relay to anybody else?
No, not really. I hope we're back in time. Hopefully Sunday. I think Sunday would probably be the earliest time, but hopefully we're back on Sunday. That way I can be in on work on Monday and join you for the 5 o'clock newscast. But yeah, other than that, you know, we're perfectly safe. As I said, I'm not worried about our safety in the least bit. I mean, the captain and the crew have been great, and we really haven't slowed down as far as all the fun stuff that they're doing and enjoying the boat. The only thing I'm really worried about right now is my truck. So hopefully that's still going to be okay. I do have insurance on it. Might be time for a new and improved model anyways. But, that and, of course, all the folks that live on the coast and have plenty of family in Houston and up and down the coastline. So I hope everybody, either if they need to get out of town, they do, or if they choose to stay, that they batten down the hatches and are safe.